I don't know, you don't record any audio for ages and then you do like three in a row. I'm in the car, I am hands-free, you'll be pleased to know. And I'm driving from Nuneaton into Hinckley. In fact, I'm crossing the Welcome to Hinckley, Home of Triumph sign right now. No idea if this audio is picking up the vibration of a phone stuck on air conditioning vent, and whether or not the audio quality is any good at all. If you're listening to it, then I clicked post after listening to a couple of seconds of it once I'm stationary. I just made a phone call to a record shop, just on the off chance that it was going to be open on a Sunday. And I tried to call yesterday when I was passing by on the motorway. And this record shop is called Nervous Records in Hinckley, outside of the rogue purchase of Wunderbar. Oh, have I gone the wrong way? No. By Temple Tudor from Woolworths, which I believe was my first ever purchase of vinyl. This record shop is like, well, I feel a little bit like I'm on a pilgrimage. It was where I would really indulge in my passion for, back then I guess it was, the first music I was buying was rock, properly buying. I know Temple Tudor's a bit more punky, but I pretty much bought the entire back catalogue of the Michael Schenker group and a variety of records by UFO, because there was a Schenker, as in Rudolf Schenker, playing in the band UFO, and Scorpions again. Michael Schenker played on a couple of the Scorpions, I believe. Lonesome Crow being a pretty twisted bit of psychedelic 70s rock. And so I phoned up and said, hi, are you open on Sunday? And the guy did pick up, and he said, no, sorry, I'll be open for 2 hours tomorrow, though. And I'm like, oh, it's no good for me. I live in Cambridgeshire, I was just passing. He says, well, I'm cooking my dinner at the moment. I live next door. I mean, tell me rough time and I'll open up for you. I can be in there. And I'm like, oh, this guy's a legend. This is epic customer service. I said, thank you very much. I promised to buy something. He says, oh, don't be silly. No obligation. And I hope it's the guy that was there many years ago. I can't count how many years. Because I'd love to do a quick interview with him or have a chat with him if he is there and he's up for it. Because to do that, just on your day off, to open up your shop because some random guy is passing within 10 miles of Hinckley, is a very noble, lovely thing to do. But I couldn't help but wonder, whilst I'm in Hinckley, what my grandmother's house looks like. It was sold after her death, only, well, mere months ago now, and if you'd listened to many of the audio recordings, recorded both in her house with her, around the house, or about that particular house, you'll know it holds a very, very firm place in my heart and in my memories. And whilst I'm on this kind of trip down memory lane, I thought I'd do a drive-by, try not to look like some strange stalker as I maybe snap a photo out of the window. It was hard to let go. It was necessary to let go, and yet, as I drive around these streets, there is again an immense familiarity with times gone by that are still very much ingrained on my brain. Hinckley is a not a massive town, I've always found it easy to walk around as a kid with my gran, or even now when I have these very rare, I mean, there's no reason to come back now, not having to look after my grandmother and not having a grandmother or her house now in the village, a couple of speed bumps, and I'm pulling into Butte Close at the bottom of the park, and from this angle it looks untouched, literally untouched. There is a sold sign and there is a lot of rubble out the back, and the net curtains are ripped, and it looks a little bit like a building site is possibly happening inside. It's a cul-de-sac, and it was always a very pleasant place to play, and I'm going to turn around at the bottom of the cul-de-sac now and do another slow drive-by, but I can tell there is nobody living there yet. It did, you know, unless you really like the original 50s style, it was a place, shall we say, in need of some modernization. So that's obviously what they're doing. I imagine they're either putting an extension on the back, or they've knocked out the kitchen to do some major renovation. There is a car parked directly outside, so I'm wondering if there's somebody working on it now. It doesn't look like the doors are open to let any dust out, and the very asbestos garage is still up in the back. I'm going to pull back a little bit and just take a snap again. Try to not to look like a stalker or a hitman. Yeah, thanks for listening. I'm sure you're not super interested. The next recording I do will probably be in a record store.